Hey everybody, James Giebanks here with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called Why Rodent DNA Reveals Three Shocking Truths About Evolution. Ever wonder why a squirrel is a rodent but a rabbit isn't? The confusion around rodent classification costs zoos and researchers millions in misidentification each year. Today we'll solve this puzzle once and for all, and I promise you'll never look at your backyard visitors the same way again. First up, let's talk about what actually makes a rodent a rodent. You know those front teeth that just keep growing? That's signature number one. These guys have a single pair of continuously growing incisors that would actually grow right through their skulls if they didn't keep them worn down. Nature's power tools, if you will. They've also got specialized jaw muscles that would make a bodybuilder jealous. And here's the kicker. No canine teeth. None. Zero. Zip. Fun fact. Rodents make up a whopping 40% of all mammal species on Earth. That's right, almost half of all mammals are essentially walking dental offices. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty of their hardware. Those chisel-like front teeth aren't just for show, they're precisely engineered cutting tools. The skull structure is built like a natural vice grip, and their digestive system? It's basically a composting facility on legs. Even their feet are special order items, designed for everything from climbing to digging to swimming. Here's where people usually get tripped up. You know those cute little bunnies in your garden? Not rodents. They're lagomorphs. Totally different family. Shrews? Nope. They're insectivores. And bats? Please. They're in a league of their own called Chiroptera. It's like assuming everyone at a football game is a player just because they're in the stadium. Speaking of mix-ups, let me tell you about what happened at the Chicago Zoo in 2019. They had this rare Chilean rodent that someone mistook for a rabbit. They set it up in this fancy rabbit habitat, fed it rabbit food, the works. The poor thing was getting weaker by the day until someone finally noticed those signature rodent teeth. One DNA test later, and boom, proper habitat, proper diet, happy rodent. Crisis averted. Here's your takeaway for today. Next time you see a small mammal, check for those continuously growing front teeth and look for canines. If it's got the former but not the latter, congratulations, you've got yourself a rodent with 90% certainty. Think of it as nature's dental fingerprint. This has been James Giebanks with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show.